Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is going to suspend her White House campaign. That's according to sources familiar with her plans. Haley is scheduled to deliver remarks 2 hours from now in her home state, South Carolina. Haley competed against former President Donald Trump in yesterday's Super Tuesday contest. Her only victory came in Vermont. NPR's Domenico Montanaro says Haley won't immediately endorse Trump, and it's not clear how her supporters feel.
The question is, what do her supporters do in November? Exit polls showed big numbers of them say that they won't vote for Trump in the general election. But this is when feelings are the most raw, and this is what Super Tuesday is really about, to get all these hard feelings out of the way early enough to unify around one candidate.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro reporting. Both Donald Trump and President Joe Biden are looking ahead following their performances in Super Tuesday contests. The Biden campaign plans an aggressive push for undecided voters. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, Biden's team says the president will make the case in his State of the Union address, Americans have a clear choice between two visions for the country.
As each racked up victories, Biden and Trump turned their focus on the other. Trump called Biden the worst president in history during a victory speech at his Mar-a-Lago home. And in a strategy memo shared with reporters, the Biden campaign described Trump as limping into the general election as a wounded, dangerous, and unpopular candidate. The Biden campaign says it estimates that 10% of voters remain undecided. Biden officials expressed confidence in earning their support as they work to reassemble the coalition of voters who helped Biden win the White House in 2020. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The matchup for governor in North Carolina is now set. NPR's Tamara Keith reports from Raleigh, the race has been one of the most expensive gubernatorial contests in the United States this year.
Republican Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson and Democratic State Attorney General Josh Stein both won their primaries easily. Robinson has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump and has a similarly brash approach, which plays well with Republican voters. The Democrat Stein used his primary victory speech to say his opponent is too extreme for the state.
Instead of waging job-killing culture wars, let's grow the economy.
The results in November could determine the direction North Carolina goes on everything from abortion access to funding public schools. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Raleigh.
Voters in California have picked the two candidates who will compete for the seat of late Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California will face Republican and former pro baseball player Steve Garvey this fall. You're listening to NPR. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron is meeting a leading member of Israel's war cabinet today, Benny Gantz. Britain is an ally of Israel's, but Cameron says he will tell Gantz Britain's patience is running thin with Israel because of the humanitarian situation in Gaza. The Department of Health and Human Services says it will step in and provide emergency funding to some healthcare providers. Some are struggling to recover from a cyber attack on a major payment system. NPR's Jenna McLaughlin explains.
A company called Change Healthcare reported it was the victim of a cyber attack last month. The technology company is a unit within the major health insurance company called United Health Group and manages a payment system that acts as a digital middleman. Doctors, pharmacies, and other providers use it to automatically check patients' coverage and eligibility and then bill insurance for services. The outage has left patients struggling to fill prescriptions and providers worried about getting paid. Things are gradually improving, but cybersecurity experts warn this is another example of the vulnerability of the U.S. healthcare system. Even with financial assistance from the Health and Human Services Department, the industry worries it won't be enough to fill the gaps. Jen McLaughlin, NPR News.
Jury selection continues today in Michigan for the father of a convicted mass school shooter. James Crumbly is charged with involuntary manslaughter and is accused of buying the gun his son used to kill four high school students and of ignoring his son's mental health needs. Crumbly's wife Jennifer was convicted of the same charges last month. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.